Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I think we are in a situation here with this current variant where herd immunity is not a possibility because it still infects vaccinated individuals. And I suspect that what the virus will throw out next is a variant which is perhaps even better at transmitting in vaccinated populations.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no one admits it, and you say like, hey, Mike's going to replace somebody, this is going to be, who is it going to be?
I would probably get rid of, I would keep Anna and Will, because I think they're both good, but I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it, for cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough, for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure.
Okay, and... are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM, downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the program. My name is William Koontz. So happy to be back with you. Oh my God, what a week. Oh my God. I tried to keep this show, you know, Tampa Bay based, really, which is probably to my own detriment. Because if you don't live in Tampa Bay, these things may not interest you. Or may not have any relevance to you, even. So much happened this week. End of a 20-year war in Afghanistan as the United States left Afghanistan. You know, that's good, I guess, right? Also left a bunch of money and weapons and, oh my God, what a cluster. I agree with the leaving that place. Get the hell out of there. Should have been out of there a long time ago. But man, couldn't you have at least destroyed the Humvees and all the crap that was over there before we left? Oh my goodness. So now they're well-stocked, well-armed, got a friendly relationship already with China. Oh my God, what a mess. Yeah, I like to think, my new thing is that I always thought these people who are in control of our policies and our direction forward, or they must be smart people, right, to get to where they are. I don't think so anymore. I think they're midwits at best, a lot of these people. I'm sure there are some very smart people. Maybe they just make bad moves. That happens, right, where you just do the wrong thing. But holy crap, man. I feel bad for, you know, friends of mine and, you know, strangers too, troops that serve there. And I mean, you got to think, what was it for? What was all of this for? I don't know. I'd like to know if there's any people who served out there, how you feel about it. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. You can also leave a message on Twitter or Instagram or any of that, home_made_man. So I've kind of fibbed you, and not really fibbed you, but I was going to take down the HMB Radio store this week because the website renewal was up, and it's expensive to host a store, and I ended up forgetting, and it charged my credit card anyway. So another year of the HMB Radio store will be up there, and I got to send a few people thank yous because I happened to mention that, and then I got some orders. So thank you to Jonathan Tate and Mike Walker, wink, wink. He did tell me who you were, and I'll keep your identity private because you use a screen name. But thank you, Michael. And thank you, Jonathan. And Jonathan also sent over a donation there, which you are also able to do at hmbradio.com/donate. That's very generous. It really means a lot. I do this for free. You know, I'm putting out 14 hours a week of content on a radio show, The Johnny B Show, which you can hear weeknights 9 to midnight on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay, or theboneonline.com, or you can get The Bone app. Also, the Johnny B Show is available as a podcast, a clip of the day, and he is anyway, so go get that, subscribe to it. Just put in the Johnny B Show, and it should pop up. It'll be like a poker chip-looking logo, which Johnny made, did a great job on, and you can download that. That's updated nightly. So new podcast available there. Also, if you're listening on Radio St. Pete or Sunshine 96.7, make sure to subscribe to this podcast, because I'm trying to think how to do this. I have a very special interview that's been many, many years in the making coming up. I'm going to be recording. Well, it's already recorded by the time you're hearing this, but I'm trying to figure out, maybe I'll add it to this show. Maybe I'll release it separately. I don't know. You might be getting something coming up here in a second, or it might just be a normal show with Anna. I don't know. I don't know what to do yet, but I'm thinking I might release it as its own separate podcast. So if you're listening on Sunshine 96.7 or Radio St. Pete, you won't hear it unless you subscribe to HMB Radio, all one word, on Apple. Should be everywhere. I don't know. People tell me they can't find it in places. Spotify, it's there. I don't know what to tell you. And if it's not there, I don't know. Go to hmbradio.com/listen. I guarantee you, you can find it there and listen. You can even listen on your phone now with the mobile web and all that. So appreciate you checking it out. So that clip at the beginning was Andrew Pollard. Who is that? Andrew Pollard is the head of, I believe, the AstraZeneca development of the COVID-19 vaccine. He's with Oxford University. Not a dummy, certainly. I think we can all agree on that. And he says that this vaccine push for herd immunity is useless at this point. And I want to play the whole thing for you because I guess you could use the context. Now, this is also, for the United Kingdom, for England. So it's not really us locally. We're going to Afghanistan, to England. But I'm gonna pull it around into Florida, at the very least, and things that we're doing here to mitigate this thing. It's just this whole thing is a cluster F. We're in completely different worlds. We're fighting with each other, which I think is part of the plan. Divide and conquer, right? That's always what people in power tend to do. Keep us fighting each other so we're not yelling at them. But I want to play the whole clip from Sir Andrew Pollard, the Oxford University. What's his official title? Let me give you his whole thing here. He is the director of the Oxford Vaccine Group. And he says there's nothing that the UK can do to stop the emergence of the new variants. Now, I also learned this week I got my antibody test. I had it in October of last year, and I still have antibodies. My physician is still saying to get the vaccine. you know, I don't know what to do at this point. Now we're talking about getting the third booster shot already, so I'm already way behind. How many booster shots are we going to need here? And that was a joke. That was a meme that there's extra lines on that card. What are the extra lines for? There's only 1 to 2 doses, depending on which vaccine you get. And now we're finding out why there's extra lines. That, of course, was a conspiracy theory. Now the White House is, as far as I know, well, let me not even say that because I don't know for sure. I don't want to be spreading you disinformation, right? They're going to be advising that people get a third booster shot in 8 months after they receive their full vaccination. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. I should listen to my doctor, I guess. That's what we all should do. Don't listen to me. That's for dang sure. You know, people call into the shows. What are you going to do? Tell me what you're going to do. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Don't ask me. I don't want to be accountable for you. I think you should get with a healthcare professional and talk about it and do what you want, because I have no idea what's happening. The more I find out, the less I know. All right, let's hear this whole thing about herd immunity not being a possibility because of this new Delta variant from Professor Sir Andrew Pollard, director of the Oxford Vaccine Group.
I think we are in a situation here with this current variant where herd immunity is not a possibility because it still infects vaccinated individuals. And I suspect that what the virus will throw out next is a variant which is perhaps even better at transmitting in vaccinated populations. And so that's an even more of a reason not to be making a vaccine program around herd immunity. I don't think there's anything the UK can do to stop the emergence of new variants. They're going to happen. And if anything, we need to focus now not on what might stop new variants, because I don't think we have any facility to control that. We need to focus on thinking about how do we prevent people dying or going to hospital. And I think this is an enormously important thing to be thinking about today, because this during the course of this week there'll be about 65,000 deaths in the world. We have now over 4 billion doses deployed of the vaccines globally. And that is now enough doses to have prevented almost all of those deaths. And yet they are continuing. So when you think about what the UK strategy should be around variants, I don't think there's anything that we can do. But what we can do is play a more active role in the global imperative, which is to stop people dying. And that means that making sure doses are going to the right people.
All right, so according to that guy, we shouldn't worry about herd immunity anymore. It's not going to happen. You need to get these shots in the arms of people who are most at risk and worry about coming up with treatments for this thing. Perhaps we could come up with something like a Z-Pak, you know, with enough research, enough time, hopefully sooner than later. And we're just going to have to start to learn how to live with this thing. Or don't. Stay in your house forever. I could not care any less. Do whatever you want to do. But I think we're just going to have to start facing reality here and realize that this thing is now here to stay. And we're just going to have to live with it. Now, how are we turning this around into something relevant to the Tampa Bay area, Orlando, and just Florida in general? Okay, so here we go. So Governor Ron DeSantis last week announced the opening of a state-supported site at Camping World Stadium in Orlando, where 320 people a day can receive monoclonal antibody treatment to help fight COVID-19 infection. DeSantis, who promised that additional sites would open in the coming days, said he wanted to promote the availability of the treatment to expand the access to it. DeSantis said that hospital officials report that well over 90% of patients hospitalized for COVID-19 aren't vaccinated, but they also have not had any monoclonal antibody treatment to help fight the infection. The treatment provides a temporary but immediate boost to the immune system. DeSantis called the treatment a tool in the toolbox that should be used and said he thinks it's been underpublicized. Former President Donald Trump received that treatment after being hospitalized with COVID-19. DeSantis opened a similar site in Jacksonville last week. The governor's Orlando announcement came as Florida hospitals reported nearly 84% of their beds were filled. Nearly 24% of the patients in the beds had COVID-19. That was according to data maintained by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as of last Monday. Well, that's these numbers are all old now, so we don't even need to do that. And a lot of people, it's just unreal. Like, I get it that everything's political, and we're finding out now, especially from social media, what these people's true motives are. Kirby Wilson from Tampa Bay Times went into, they're digging into people who invested in this Regeneron, who puts out this antibody treatment, and found that Citadel and some nefarious, you know, hedge funds invest in this stuff, but they invest in a lot of different things. And yes, they probably do have inside information. I complain about that constantly, but does it work or not? If it works, then good, and it should be used. But there's always some sort of, well, Trump took it. I don't want to take it. All right. Don't, believe me, don't, if you don't want to. I could not care less. Again, another thing I saw politicized and publicized was that hospitals in Texas and Florida, that they're straining the care for the new wave of unvaccinated COVID-19 patients, have had fleets of mobile mortuary trailers in anticipation of swelling fatalities due to the Delta strain. Texas health officials requested 5 mortuary trailers. That's from the Federal Emergency Management Agency on August 4th. And that's according to Douglas Loveday, the press officer for the Texas Department of Health Services. Now, this has just been the way I've heard it and reported everywhere is that bodies are filling up and they need these things. Well, no, that's not the case as of right now. Loveday told the Washington Examiner that we don't know of any place that needs these now due to COVID, but part of the response is being prepared for what could happen. Knowing that it takes a few weeks for these to arrive, we wanted to go ahead and put in a request for it. The mobile mortuaries in Texas will be stationed in San Antonio for now, ready to be deployed to hospitals at the request of local officials. Several Texas hospitals are nearing patient capacity due to the rapid spread of the Delta variant among the unvaccinated population, and have begun erecting overflow tents in the event that the hospital admissions outpace the beds. In Florida, meanwhile, the Advent Health Hospital System, based in Orlando with over 70 hospitals and emergency facilities all over the state, they purchased a fleet of mortuary trailers to be deployed if and when needed. Baptist Health in Jacksonville also has a trailer on its campus to be used if needed, according to the hospital spokesman. The trailers were purchased by Advent Health and were manufactured by Michigan-based company Mopic, which has struck up purchasing deals with several state governments and federal agencies in the past. The trailers can hold between 60 and 90 bodies. So, yeah, I mean, this is the reality of the situation. Obviously, Florida and Texas are getting harder hit right now due to, I would assume, population number one and the percentage of people who are unvaccinated. But these things come in waves. I know that I saw another story that the University of Washington said that we're going to kind of burn, it's going to kind of burn through Florida and Texas in the next few weeks. So we'll see. Hopefully the numbers improve drastically by then once it doesn't have anybody to infect anymore. That's what places like Sweden have done. And they seem to be doing pretty well now. Still have it, obviously, but it's just going to be here forever. You can't. New Zealand is locking down for one case. Not kidding. One case in New Zealand and they shut the whole country down. I mean, this is psychotic. Absolutely psychotic, but that's the reality of the situation. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, home_made_man. And did I give the phone number? 813-693-2124. I did. It should be in your head by now. All right, let's. So we're either going to do, I'm going to surprise you. It's either going to be Anna or a special guest. And if it's not a special guest, who you're definitely going to want to hear. I can assure you that. Make sure you subscribe to HMB Radio on your podcast feed, or head over to, I'll update it, my social media with it, all that stuff, so you can stay on top of it. If you don't know how to podcast, you can at least listen on your desktop or your mobile web or whatever, but you're definitely going to want to hear that special guest coming either now Maybe. Or in a separate podcast later on. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Let's find out together.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
Ha ha, just Anna, just stupid Anna. Ha ha, hi Anna.
Hi. It's like look, my mic's on.
Your mic's on this time. Sorry about that. We had to redo this whole thing the first minute and a half. It is Anna, and that special guest that I was talking about was Mike Calta, and that podcast is its own thing, and it's available only on hmbradio.com, and you can find it at hmbradio.com/listen. Great episode, great guy, good time. I actually went back and listened to it, and I'm a radio professional now, so pretty cool. Pretty
cool. Proud of yourself, hey?
Yeah. But I'm glad you're here, because I wanted to talk to you about a few things. I have a dilemma, and it involves vaccines. Okay. I'm afraid to talk about vaccines.
Well, I'm a healthcare hero, so...
I figured what better person to ask than Anna.
MD, you know, JD.
Right. Dr. Right.
Hummel, right.
I have a event coming up in a few months in October that is a bachelor party for a friend of mine. And it's in New Orleans. New Orleans has now a mandate saying that you need to show proof of vaccination to get into different places, casinos, restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. Right. Now, I'm currently not vaccinated. I'm afraid to talk about vaccines. I'm afraid to get booted offline, but I'm not saying they don't work or anything. I think they do work.
They certainly do. What was that face for?
They
work. They certainly make sure. It seems like they're keeping people out of the hospital. So you still get COVID. You can still spread COVID, but you probably won't end up in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're susceptible, immunosuppressant, blah, 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 I definitely suggest getting
that
it.
That might be a good
you're
thing.
You're kind of in that, like, I don't know.
I think I'm fine. I've had it. I had it last year and I was fine. Mm-hmm. It was a head cold and, you know, I was home for a week and a little sleepy and lost my taste and smell. Other than that, I was fine.
And you got
and
over it.
There's new variants, I don't know. Apparently they're worse. I don't know. But I haven't got the vaccine yet because I'm a little hesitant. I'm a little, and I've had all my questions answered. I get it. Everybody's talked to me about it. I went and got a COVID-19 antibody test last week. I still have antibodies. My physician has told me that you should still get the vaccine. I would recommend that you get the vaccine.
Sorry, to everyone or to you specifically?
To me. Well,
given your demo height, weight.
I mean, it's not that high weight.
Huh?
It's not super high weight.
I'm just asking. I'm asking. I'm not assuming anything.
Let me just tell you, my doctor is very well put together. Stud muffin, very handsome, married. Ugh. Yeah, unfortunately, sorry. Okay. But he's in great physical shape, too. And he got the COVID-19. And he got it from, I hope this isn't HIPAA laws where I'm violating.
You didn't
I guess
say
nobody.
His name.
Okay, good. And he was doing COVID tests, and he had a person sneeze right in his face.
Cute.
And he just got such a huge viral load that he got pretty much immediately ill. And he said it put him on his butt. And he's, young. And
how young?
I think we're about the same age, mid-30s.
And he's hot?
Hot guy, yeah.
Does he have kids?
I think he has a child.
Ugh. All right,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. So I did the antibody test. I had COVID-19 last October. Turns out I still have antibodies.
That's great.
I think it's great too. And
what are the titer levels?
Well, that's the problem because
it seems to be the crucial parameter of like how long do these really last?
It doesn't have that count. Okay. It just says whether you have them or not.
What are we in August? So it's 10 months of
and that's why he recommended that, he's saying that studies are showing that these antibodies tend to fade over time.
Sure.
And that's why he recommends that I get the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm vaccine hesitant. I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm a little nervous
about COVID-19 vaccine hesitant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that you're an anti-vaxxer
no.
or vaccine hesitant when it comes to... Here's the thing. I looked up how long it takes a vaccine from start to finish to get FDA approval. It's about... The average time is about 7.1 years, mm-hmm. and then it's about 12 months to get approved by the board. So yeah. you're looking at over 8 years as the mean amount of time for a vaccine to go through the FDA and trials and blah, blah, blah. We did this one, Operation Warp Speed, in like 8 months. Mm-hmm. So I think if you have a brain that works, you'd probably go, well, you know, I feel like I don't want to be on the front lines of getting this thing. And I'd like to kind of just sit back for a few months, maybe years, to see how everybody else handles it. I think that that's fair.
Yeah. And I know the arguments against that, too, are it's allowing the variants to, I've heard this one, that it's allowing variants to materialize because not everybody's, I don't know if that's true or not. But I've heard that
vaccines are less effective against the variant.
Yeah, I've heard that. I know I've heard that too. I don't know. There's just a lot of information, and everybody's, I'm sure, rolling their eyes or cheering me on right now, depending yeah. on where you're at.
Yeah,
I've had very heated discussions with other people on air about this stuff. Now, I might do it. I might just do it. I don't know.
Well, would you do it mostly because of the social pressure? You're just annoyed yeah. with everybody being like, why aren't you getting yeah, why aren't you getting
that's,
it?
That's definitely part of it. Now, I feel like I said, that I've had it and I have antibodies, and I feel like if I got it again, I would probably deal with it even better just
right,
because my body's experienced this thing, and I don't know why they're not studying long-term. I'm sure they are, but they just don't know long-term immunity to this thing. Anyway, the party's in New Orleans. I feel like I'm going in circles here. And New Orleans has a strict policy with showing vaccines. Okay, so I have to figure something out. Then I get news today from my buddy who is really doing me a solid by loaning me money to go
yeah.
to this
He's
thing.
Your bank.
He's my bank.
Is he going to require interest when you pay him back?
I don't think so. Okay, I don't nice. Think so, which is nice. thank you, Habibi. So he says, we're going to this thing. It's a special thing.
How many boys are going?
I think it's 10, 12.
Oh, that's a big crew.
It's a crew, yeah. So
you have to be there.
I know.
You have to be there. You're part of the crew.
I know. And I definitely want to be there, you know, don't get me wrong.
I don't want to feel indebted to anyone, but you have to go. And if people are going to spot you, then that's nice and you'll pay them back.
Yeah. Yeah, one day. I'll pay back one day. But this thing, one of the catches, you have to be vaccinated. So I'm going, you know what, man? I don't know if I'm going to go. If it's this strict.
And it's not because your friends are requiring it. It's just in order to go in anywhere, you have to show proof.
Yeah, it's just in my face now, especially in this city of New Orleans, where... you know, like I said, they're requiring your vaccination.
Now, side papers. Note, just for a second, if we could just, you know, do a little shuffle to the left. Uh-huh. I mean, I could maybe help with that.
Don't say anything. I know what you're going after, but I don't want, honestly,
you
Anna,
go
I'm
to prison.
I'm afraid.
You will go
I'm
to prison.
Afraid.
You and, will get caught and you will go to prison. But if you want to try, maybe I can help you. That's
okay.
all I'm saying.
All right. And I will keep that in mind.
that's I'm what just, friends do.
Just don't
boys and girls.
Don't incriminate yourself. That's all I'm saying. And I don't want to incriminate
Cedar
myself.
Of the either. Mind, folks. Mm. Get a grip.
Yeah, she's winking right now. Can't see. Well, that's a possibility, and maybe I would do that, or I could just get the stupid thing. But I'm, like I said, I'm a little nervous. I don't know if I want to go. If it's going to be, first of all, if I don't get it, am I just being a dick?
Here's the thing, like, you need to know exactly where you're going. I'm assuming you're going to restaurants, bars. If you can't get in because you don't have a vaccine, you don't have proof of vaccine, do not go. Because then you're just going to be, you know, they're going to have to meet up with you later. They're going to have to try to work around you. It's going to be, the weekend is going to be about you and not about your friend who's getting married.
Yeah, I agree.
So honestly, don't go if you don't get vaccinated. But here's another thing, though, you have to consider. If you're going to get vaccinated, this is in October, you probably want to do this relatively soon in the event that you do get sick from the second dose. I'm assuming you'll probably get a two-dose Willy. If you get the second dose and you have to wait 3 weeks, you know, if you're out for a week and a half, you need to take that into consideration as well.
That's a good point. Now, I wonder if I could track down one of if I did get
it. J&J, baby.
That's what I was thinking, but I know a lot of places are taking the Johnson & Johnson
off.
My
I know that you had your daddy on the show earlier, but my daddy also got the vaccine because of familial pressure. And he searched everywhere for the J&J, and it's nowhere to be found. So just FYI.
Yeah, that's one. And I like that one because it's fake and it doesn't work. That's the one I want.
And it's killing women. That's what Tim Dillon said.
Yes, that's the one I want. So I don't know what the frick to do here. I'm kind of at a loss. And you're right. I have to figure something out soon because it's probably going to be one of the freaking...
Or if you show proof of vaccine and a lot of places, if you just have one dose, you're okay. So you have to look into all of this. Sometimes if you just show that you've had at least one dose, they'll allow it.
And I've also heard you can also show a negative test. So if I get...
That's so annoying. Like, you're going to go into a bar and you're going to...
Well, it's the same thing. It's still a piece of paper.
Okay, but like, what's the date? Is it like...
I think it has to be 3 days. I don't know. I have to look into it. I have to look into the New Orleans...
Don't leave anything up to chance.
Yeah.
Make sure you figure that
out. Yeah, I know.
Because then, honestly, the weekend will be about you and accommodating you and not about your friend who's getting married. And don't be that girl.
No, I don't.
That girl.
I absolutely do not want to be that person who's keeping my friend, you know, preoccupied with other stuff. And I already feel pressure now just because, you know, I got the text message today and I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just so sick of the text message about the special event that was going to be occurring and, you know, I would need to show proof of vaccination in order to attend it.
Oh, okay. So this isn't because your friends are requiring it. This is just the policy of the city.
I don't know. I'm honestly...
The way you said it before we started recording, it seemed like your friend was like, I want you to be vaccinated because, you know, it's
he does.
My deal.
He does. Every time I see him, he brings it up to me. We talk about it. So, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, clearly he's not hanging out with you because you're not vax. So does he care that much?
You know, it's hard to say. I would have to ask him. But I'm sure he's listening to this. So, I don't really know. And I'm just trying to piece this whole thing together to make it as easy as possible. But I also, I just feel
what
stupid
do
for
saying. You don't.
I don't
get
want it.
It.
I don't really
don't
want
it. Don't get it.
I don't.
Screw
don't.
Everybody else.
I know that. I'm sure half the people are rolling their eyes, and half the people are cheering me on right now when I say this. But,
Do you think principals are dumb? I was told that last week by somebody. About my reasons for not wanting to get the vaccine, mostly just because we rushed through things. We're still technically in clinical trials, and I know that we're on the precipice of it being FDA approved. The FDA is trash anyways, but I've been using that as an excuse to kind of keep people off my back. I go, you know, these aren't even FDA approved yet. Soon I'm going to have to come up with a new excuse, and which is that this was still rushed through. The mean time is usually like 8 years. We did it in 8 months, blah, blah, blah. But I also said I don't want to get it because of principles, and the person I was discussing this with told me that was dumb. And because he was saying that your health should be priority, and I said it is, but also my principles are in play in the fact that we were sitting on a cure this whole time. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all of these things have been shown, remdesivir have been shown to be effective, yet it's silenced and quieted because these are cheap repurposed drugs, and why would we want to push that when we can push a new expensive therapeutic that is expensive, and you know, big pharma is having a big payday. So I mean, I just have principles that I don't want to get this vaccine for many reasons, and also the fact that it's being forced down our throats, right?
Yeah.
It's being forced down our throats. Now it's like you can't, you know, what was really kind of startling to me in Tampa, I don't know if you saw last week, Jane Castor, the mayor of Tampa, has like these little pins that say like, I'm vaxxed or something.
My father made those too.
Yeah.
Tim has some.
But what was really eerie about it was like, it was yellow. Almost like a yellow star the Jews wore during World War II so that they could be identified against the rest of the population. Yeah. And just, I'm like, why is it yellow of all colors? Like, what are we going to tattoo it on our forearm next? Like, what's the next move? So it just seems like I feel like that is, everything is your body, your choice. You should be able to decide all these freedoms. And all of a sudden, that's getting brushed under the rug. And what's funny to me is I was speaking to my sister yesterday, and the whole argument of you need to get vaxxed on behalf of the community, for the good of the community, has completely fallen by the wayside, because people who are vaxxed can still get it and spread it. So you getting vaxxed only affects you, which is great. I think it's great, because then you're not like giving it to grandma. You know what, that whole thing.
If I can just jump in real quick, because I did look this up when I got in a fight with Monica last week on Roger GP. It apparently, according to the CDC, whether you trust them or not is up to you, but it doesn't say by how much, but it does say you're less likely to contract it and spread it if you have. But obviously that's happening. You know, I mean, clearly it's happening quite often.
Of my sources, I've seen that you're just as likely to get it. You just don't get as severe symptoms and it keeps you out of the hospital. But of what I've seen, they've taken like nasal swabs from people who were vaccinated, unvaccinated, that both had COVID, and they were showing the same amount of viral load.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
So I again, who knows what's true?
Yeah, but I don't know.
I kind of like the fact that it's just about you. It's no longer about killing grandma anymore, even though they're still kind of using that. Which was weird, because when I was arguing with my sister, she kept bringing up, like, you're endangering other people. And I just said, but at the beginning, she said that if you're vaxxed, you can still get it and spread it, but it'll keep you out of the hospital. Like, we agreed on that. So then I'm like, but then that's inconsistent, because now you're saying that you're doing it on behalf of the community. It doesn't matter, because if you're vaxxed, you're protected. You don't have to worry about if someone is unvaxxed.
It's just, but just like everything else, it's a political thing.
Sure, now,
and it's, I've saw that former president, boomer dad, Trump came out and said that about the booster, that he goes, oh, I saw the dollar signs and the Pfizer guys, he didn't know his name, the Pfizer guys' eyes when they're talking about the booster shot. Ron DeSantis came out today too and said essentially the same thing, that the booster doesn't go with the data. I don't know. I'm assuming that he's not pulling this out of his butt, that he's probably getting this information from his state health guy, but I don't know. Maybe I don't know anymore. But, you know, I go on Twitter and look, and the Democratic politicians, local ones, are all, he's not a health guy. He's putting lives at risk. I'm just like, oh, for God's sakes. You know, one thing I learned at the doctor's office was vaccines that, and I played it at the beginning of this show too, Michael Pollan from the Oxford, who did the AstraZeneca vaccine from Oxford, he said that herd immunity is just not going to happen.
No.
It's we should we should be focusing on getting shots to people who are high risk now and accepting that this is going to be here forever. Yeah. And we have treatments now. You brought up some that are some research that shows they work and some that doesn't.
Yeah.
And they have this man-made antibody treatment that's, tents are going up all over Florida now.
Okay.
Not remdesivir.
Ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine?
No, it's a, oh crap.
Sounds like a different
Regeneron, the Regeneron one.
Okay,
ones.
I don't know anything.
But it's a, if you're sick, you can go, just like you used to get tested. And go get, I don't know if it's an injection or how they do it,
like,
but you go
vaccine or something.
And you're better within a few days. I saw, and that's great. Like, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I saw that an AP reporter tried to do a hit job on DeSantis about this. And what it was just like they did this to the former president, too. In his portfolio, he had invested in the company that makes hydroxychloroquine, but it's just a fund. You know, he doesn't know exactly what's in there. They did this before. Same thing. One of DeSantis's top donors was, and it wasn't even stock. It was options on Regeneron.
Okay.
He bought options on it. So that was proof that he's trying to get his hands greased from this guy who's going to make a bunch of money off this treatment that he's giving to people. But does the treatment work?
Right.
Yes. It appears to work and really well.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, these Blue Anon people are probably less likely to take this treatment now because they think it's fake and they think that it's something that's just going to get Ron DeSantis rich. It's awful. This AP job was just a hit job.
Can I ask you a question? If you got the vaccine, would you feel that you kind of, you gave in, like you gave up, you didn't fight the good fight, Do you think that you'll have any regret? Because honestly, like in my heart of hearts, if you got the vaccine, you'd probably be just fine. Like,
probably.
You'd probably be just fine.
Yeah.
And I understand that a part of you is holding back probably for the same reason that I'm holding back. Obviously, because you're, you know, it was rush, number one. But number two, principles. Like, this whole thing was just kind of a mess. It was created in a lab. Then we're forcing people to get vaccines. You don't want to get it because I don't like giving in to peer pressure. Mm-hmm. Do you? And then it's also like the government won. You know what I mean? Like they cornered you and they won. And your friends pushed you and your family pressured. Whoever did, they pressured you into it and they won and you gave in. Do you feel like you would have any regret for those reasons that you didn't fight the good fight?
Well, gave in? You know, I sort of. I, you know, my buddies were asking me this the other day. What would it take for you to? Like, what would, I'm just like no, nothing. Like, I might do it myself.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have anybody tell me
you
or bribe me
on your terms.
On my terms. My body, my choice. It's the whole thing. Yeah. And I told him, like, I might, you know, get it if I feel comfortable with it. And I don't know. I just honestly don't think it's necessary for me. I'm not a doctor, obviously. Let me preface
that.
But
here's the thing is, like, we always preface, like, I'm not a doctor, blah, blah, blah. But even doctors, even experts in their field are saying opposite things. So there's no consensus, even among the people who are supposed to know what they're talking about, the experts, there's not a consensus. I work with a doctor who says that it's completely unnecessary if you're, you know, healthy under the age of 45. You shouldn't even consider it. You know, he said after over the age of 65, just get it. And he says, you know, if you're under the age of 50, it's a kind of, you know, just call it as you see it sort of a thing. And yeah. Other people are just saying, give it to the infants. Like, so there's a lot of range. So this I'm a doctor thing, people aren't experts in coronavirus. Like, that's a pretty, like, not, I mean, coronaviruses have been around for a while, but COVID-19 is pretty novel. So even these doctors who, like, went to med school and stuff, they're reading the same papers we are. They're learning what we are. You know what I mean? It's not like they have special access. It's not like they're all virologists or something like that. So right. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, and I talked about this last week on the podcast before you got here, but there's this website, Doximity, that is essentially LinkedIn for doctors. And you have to be approved to be on the social media site. You have to show your paperwork that you're an MD or DO or nurse.
Certification.
Yeah, something. And also, you're not allowed to just post 4chan things. It has to be from certain approved, pre-approved sites. Studies and links. So they're saying they're having a disinformation problem on this website. This is a CNBC report because there's a lot of anti-vax people on this website. But the thing about the story that was so strange is they just say it's disinformation. But it's coming from approved sources. It's coming from corporate press outlets that are approved.
And doctors.
And doctors and studies. So what are you talking about? It's just, they just go, it's just not the approved narrative, so it's fake.
Yeah.
And then that makes me go, well, I don't know. That doesn't make sense. Just as someone who's not a sheep or just follows the trends just because. So I, you know, I don't know what to do. I want to go to my friend's thing, but I also don't want to potentially grow a tail in a few years, maybe. Joking,
right. But I mean, I feel like at this point for me, it's more about principles. I mean, I had it probably, what, like 4 months ago? So I'm kind of in that. They say don't get it 3 months after you get it. Don't get the vaccine 3 months after you get COVID. So I technically could, but I'm not getting it. And I'm so thankful that we live in Florida where, or, you know, not a place like L.A., New York, or New Orleans where they're requiring you show proof of vaccines to get into a restaurant and bar. It's wild.
It's apartheid, whether they want to believe it or not. Yeah. It's an apartheid state.
Yeah. So,
but they don't care. I mean, it's
they
the same.
They just want to stay in business. Like, it's really sad that the enforcers of this are not the people that care. They just want to make their money, most of them.
It's just funny, too. I mean, it is a sort of authoritarian type of attitude, too, of these people that just screamed about fascism for 4 years are now just being, the government should make you do such. Just but whatever. I'd be curious if you have any advice for me, people at home, 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, home_made_man, and you're on a Hummel radio.
I am. But yeah, just do your research. If you can get a test like 3 days prior, then do that, you know? But you know, you gotta do stuff on your terms. Don't let people bully you into stuff. I think that builds character, the fact that you can just kind of stand strong, not to be defiant for the sake of being defiant, but being defiant if you don't feel comfortable doing something. Don't get pressured into it. F them. Watch me get the vaccine like next week.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye.
All right, that's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Go check out that HMB Sides, available only on the HMB Radio podcast feed. That was a very fun interview. Good hang with Mike. Good guy. Good times. So I told you, sometimes there's going to be content only available over there. Was I lying? I wasn't lying. That's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you soon. See ya.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.